Nothing could be finer than to throw the book at China. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.
Today we are announcing an indictment against five officers of the Chinese People's Liberation Army.
The Attorney General is accusing five Chinese military hackers of stealing trade secrets from American companies. And it led to this question at the White House briefing.
What is the difference between the U.S. spying on Siemens and Mercedes-Benz and what these five Chinese men are being accused of?
And that question comes up because of what NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden said last January to a German TV interviewer.
Does the NSA spy on Siemens, on Mercedes, to have the advantage of knowing what is going on in the scientific and the economic world?
There's no question that the U.S. is engaged in economic spying.
So he's saying that we do exactly what these Chinese military hackers are accused of doing. In fact, the latest Snowden documents reveal that the NSA actually intercepts computer equipment in transit, opens the package, installs an invisible bugging device, then reseals the package. But in any event, White House spokesman Jay Carney says there is no moral equivalence here.
We have made clear that our signals intelligence programs serve a specific national security mission, and that does not include providing a competitive advantage to U.S. companies.
So we're still the good guys. And to any bad guys who perhaps thought that document, what is it called, the Constitution, would prohibit us from the kind of intrusive data gathering it would take to catch you? Surprise. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.